Hello, we are live at the Becker's Health IT Digital Health and RCM Conference here in Chicago. With me, I am Michael Saad. Michael, can you take a quick moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Michael Saad. I am the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at the University of Tennessee Medical Center, located in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Perfect. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I have a healthcare background that originally started in Detroit. So I'm a native of Michigan and was born and raised in Detroit. Spent some time in manufacturing and in advertising, and then took a job at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit as the Chief Technology Officer and was the interim CIO there. And then took a role in consulting, was a consultant for 2 years, and then was asked to come up to UT Medical Center and be the CIO there full time, where I've been the CIO for 6 years now.
Awesome. And what would you say the issues you're spending the most time on are today?
Certainly staffing would be the biggest challenge we have. And I'm sure that's a theme you're hearing from others. And that's one of the benefits of coming to a conference like this is, as a CIO, I can collaborate with my colleagues and start to hear themes. And you'll pick up certain themes as you listen to the various speakers talk. But the biggest challenge we're dealing with and the biggest area of focus right now is staffing. And why that's important is for a couple of reasons. One, from a community health perspective, we need to make sure we have the nurses that are available to care for patients at the bedside. And clearly, that's first and foremost. But number two, that's having a lot of pressures on our bottom line. Like a lot of other health systems across the country, we are looking at ways to innovate and to find ways to help close that gap from a staffing perspective. And I think that's where technology can really help add some benefit.
And what are you most excited about right now?
Really, what I'm most excited about is the differentiator that technology can bring. So as we just talked about staffing and some of the challenges in staffing, I think technology can really help bridge the gap and help address those issues. And what I mean by that is, as we look at nursing, for example, there are ways now to use technology in an innovative way to help understand and help us leverage technology to care for patients. An example of that would be telesitter. So instead of having a nurse having to watch a patient, you can have someone have a camera in the room and remotely watch that patient and monitor that patient. It frees up the nurse to then care for the patient and operate the top of their license. And so technologies like that, telemedicine is certainly one that I know we're hearing a lot about here at the conference. AI is interesting. I think that's still has some work to do to be more mainstream. But again, appreciate hearing those themes coming out of the conference here.
What would you say your biggest takeaways from the conference are so far?
So again, one of the benefits of attending a conference like this is I get to work with many colleagues across the country and understand that for the most part, we're all dealing with the same challenges. And it's interesting to hear the different themes that come out of here. You know, one of the themes we're hearing a lot about is innovation. And of course, that's a buzzword. But the question is, you know, what does innovation mean to you? And innovation may look different to me at the University of Tennessee than it may look for someone who's on the West Coast or East Coast or the Midwest. Every health system's different and everyone has different needs. So I think asking the why question, what problem are you trying to solve and why? And then using technology to address those needs. That has been a big theme here. And that's really from all the speakers have talked about, you know, innovation, but innovating and doing it smartly and not just having that shiny object syndrome, but also to know what to leverage and with technologies that will help benefit each various organization.
And it probably gives you a good opportunity to pick the brain of your peers at other health systems as well.
It does. And that's a lot of value here too. So clearly listening to the speakers is very beneficial, but having those one-off conversations with individuals is a great opportunity to network. There's some really good sponsors here, some great vendors here, good opportunity to look at, you know, different technologies that are being showcased here. So yeah, I obviously listening to the speakers, there's a lot of benefit, but just going around and talking to individuals and meeting people and seeing people you haven't seen in a while or people that you've only seen across the computer Zoom screen and now get to meet them face-to-face, tremendously valuable.
Is there a technology out there that you might see on the forefront maybe 5-10 years down the road that's maybe not here yet, but you think could be a big game changer for the way healthcare works in America today?
To me, I think that's still AI. So we hear a lot about AI and what does that mean? I think AI in many ways is still a solution looking for a problem. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of people are saying, they're coming to me and other CIOs and other health systems and saying, use AI. And then we have to try to figure out, well, how would we leverage that? How would we utilize that? I certainly think there is a very bright future for AI. I think machine learning is something that will take off in the industry, but it needs more time. And so you asked about, you know, 3 or 5 years down the road. I think that's probably the proper amount of time for this to really mature and for us to understand where the value is in this and turn it around on its head and start to say, okay, here's our problem, here's our challenge, and then here's how something like AI can help provide a solution to that.
Are there technologies in other industries that you're seeing that, you know, you're excited to have come to healthcare and could be used in unique ways in healthcare that it's not currently being used?
So consumerization, and that's a buzzword nowadays too. You know, we talk about consumerization, but if you look at other industries, particularly industries that had to change because of COVID, look at the restaurant industry, for example. That has been a stable industry for years and years, have really always done things one way and had to transform literally overnight because their in-room dining closed and had to embrace technologies like a DoorDash, like some of those other Uber Eats technologies. And certainly it's become more consumer focused. And I think healthcare is on the cusp of really embracing a lot of those consumer technologies. And it's a change in our culture, though. It's a change in the way we think. It's a change in the way we do things. But our consumers and our patients are demanding it. And, you know, that's us. That's our children. That's, in some cases, our parents are demanding that change. So I think the consumerization and the fact that people want to see their provider when they want to see their provider, how they want to see their provider, whether that's, you know, scheduling right away, you know, busy families where a mom or a dad has a sick child. You know, they don't have to wait till tomorrow morning to get in to see a provider. They want to see somebody tonight at their own schedule. So again, telemedicine, you know, the self-scheduling, I think being able to message directly with the providers, a lot of that is things that we're used to in other areas. I mean, especially with our smartphones, you can do just about anything with a smartphone. And the healthcare industry is I think quickly catching up for some of those things.
And I know with telehealth, for example, a lot of people had never used it before COVID. And are there any other technologies like that, that when COVID happened, maybe the industry had to embrace, but it wasn't really necessarily ready to, as healthcare is a notoriously slow moving industry, but was there anything else out there technology wise that the industry had to jump on and embrace as COVID kind of changed everything?
So I think remote work was one in many ways. And you asked about technology and the technology enables that. And so that's why I think that may be an answer to that. But prior to COVID, there were a lot of health systems that were very structured in saying that, you know, employees had to be here. And if they were not here in person, they weren't working. And COVID helped enable and really transform that remote work mindset. So much so now that we're kind of post-pandemic, if you will, or in that endemic phase, what's happening is health systems are saying, you know, do we really need that space? Can we transform that space to either turn into something that's more patient-focused? Or do we can just shed some of that real estate completely and transform that space into more of a hoteling space or a collaboration space? So I certainly think the remote work is here to stay, whether that's in a hybrid form or fully remote. I also think that's really helped from an employee retention and recruitment perspective too. You know, we have employees who, for whatever reason, need to move out of state, family situations occur, and we're able to retain them now, whereas before it may not have been the case. And we can recruit now from all over the country. And so we don't have to just recruit from East Tennessee. We can recruit from all over the country and get some very talented individuals that can still work where they live and not have to uproot their families and everything else and provide value to our health system. So I think that's definitely something that's tremendously transformed in our industry as a result of COVID.
And Michael, thank you very much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. And thank you very much. And you have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.